It's always good to have family members or old friends who are like family who don't know you as Father Farrell but know you as Joe, because they're the people who often will tell you what they really think. When I've been at home before, my mom will bring up some fault that needs to be addressed. I don't know what they are. I mean, you could ask her, but apparently I have some. And I'll say something like, well, who are you to judge? She's like, well, I'm your mother. It's a pretty good response. But today we're talking about going to our brother or sister and correcting them. Now, it's hard to reconcile this. If we look at the totality of Scripture, we see many times when Jesus talks about judging. And it's usually in the negative. He says, don't judge, lest you be judged. Or he'll say something like, don't try to get the splinter out of your brother's eye before taking the plank out of your own. And if we read those by themselves, then it sort of creates an idea of live and let live. But then we get this gospel, where he's telling us not only should we go and correct others, but he tells us how to do it. So how do we reconcile that? Well, the idea is what we mean by judging. If we're talking about judging a person's motives or their soul or why they did what they did or what was in their heart, then that's the judging that Jesus is condemning. Why? Because only God knows the intentions of the heart. Only God can read the heart. So we can look and should look at actions and say, that's a bad action. That person is doing something which is wrong. Because the externals we can judge and should judge. But we can never look at a person and say, that's a bad person. They're doing a bad thing because they have a bad motivation. Because that's left to God alone. So if we're judging actions and not motives, then we always have to look at it with charity. And we go to the person, and as long as we're doing it out of love, in an appropriate manner, we can and should call that person to repentance. But that doesn't mean that every time we see somebody doing a small wrong action, we should immediately jump in and criticize. There's a few ways that help us to know when to step in. First of all, we have to discern, is it our place to do it? Are we truly doing this for somebody that we love? Because this always has to be done out of a sense of charity, a desire to bring them to the greater good. We have to discern if it's something really important, or is it just something we find annoying? And not to nag them, to let them know that we're calling them to more, but then to let it go in one sense, because they have to be responsible for their own actions. This is something that parents ask me about all the time. Perhaps their child has left the practice of the faith for a time. Maybe they're living with their significant other, and this really bothers their Catholic parents. And they'll ask me, how should we deal with this? How often should we talk about it? And I always ask them, well, do they know how you feel? And they're like, well, of course they know how we feel about it. And I always tell them, well, then don't make the one thing that they're doing in their life that may be very wrong be the center of their relationship. Because ultimately, that's never going to draw them into the love of Christ. As long as they know how their parents feel, then the relationship should be based on the love that the parent has for the child and the love that God has for them. Not this constant nagging about the one thing that's driving the parent crazy. It can be very difficult. But that's where true love lies. Not to approve of something that's being done that's bad. That's not real love. But to base the relationship on the love that the parent has for the child and the love of God that fills that void. We also have to come to the person with humility, with the understanding that we're a sinner addressing another sinner, that we're not a divine judge helping somebody out who's in trouble, but that we're a fellow sinner helping each other. Which means that when that person has something about us that they bring up, we're open to the fact that we could be in the wrong as well. In that way, we're helping one another to get out of the difficulties of life. Ultimately, we have to act in charity. All of these ways that we come to others has to be rooted in charity. Real love is not just accepting people for who they are. Tolerance is not a virtue. To only tolerate somebody is a pretty low bar. What we're called to do is love one another, to help one another. And part of that is to wish the greatest good, which is calling each other to more. And we do that, we act in charity, because the church is not an institution solely. And it's certainly not a government institution where we have judges who are judging things and passing down sentence. The church is first and foremost a family, and a family that comes together in love to help one another. We aren't called to be moral police, but rather brothers and sisters of one another, calling each other to sanctity through our correction, and accepting correction that calls us to sanctity, so that we can ultimately call each other to heavenly glory.